Good morning. How are you? I am blessed. We had a great week this week at Emmaus. A great speaker, great time with the bishop, and he was at my table. We had discussion in that, and the guy was from St. Luke Institute. We know they send priests where they're struggling. And so the priest was very good. He talked about how we need to be balanced life, you know. And then one guy talked about we need an hour of prayer, an hour in exercise, and an hour of growing, learning more, you know, education every day of our lives. And I said, well, at least I got one of them, right? The other two, I got to go. And I said to him, I says, I got to go to St. Luke's and go away there, Bishop. And he just put his head down and started shaking it. And I go, oh, dear. But anyway, as we were there, it was a good week, but about 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks have been a struggle. So this homily is going to work with some of you for some of it and some of it for others. But I have to deal with this is the best way I can say it. Got to be dealt with. Last Monday, a week ago, not this past Monday, I get a call from one of my priest friends from the diocese, who's at another diocese right now, and he says, Larry, this radio station you're on, you know, the thing of the cross, the Catholic radio station, he says, the Saturday before, who is the priest that was talking? I said, I have no idea. Why? He says, because he went against the Holy Father. He talked against Pope Francis, and he says, we as Catholics must come against him. And I said, okay, I'll find out what's going on. So I called the station, and I called the president of the station. I said, who is this? And he told me, and he's a father of mercy. I won't say any more. But I says, if you continue to do such things, I will pull out of the station, and I'll just start telling everybody not to support it. And the poor president says, okay, I have to find out who this is. And so when he found out, he goes, Father, he was not supposed to be on. I said, okay. And he was very gracious about it and very humble, very good man. He's a solid man. It's a solid Catholic station. So that was the first thing. Then, of course, a week ago, that same week, Fox News, a guy by the name of Adam Shaw, wrote an opinion that it's time for Pope Francis to resign. You know, oh, that's all we all need. Now, once Fox News tells us what to do, we better all just bow and, you know, give it up. So he says he needs to resign. Enough is enough. Okay. Then this past week, I was dealing with a brother priest on Facebook who starts saying the Holy Father is nothing but fluff. And then I just went back at him. And he is a good man, you know. And so I just sat there and says, do you see what happens when we breed dissension among the flock? Do you see when a priest goes against the Holy Father? The true shepherd, none of us. I am not a shepherd in myself. I'm the shepherd from Jesus. But the true shepherd of the church is Jesus. And he installed a vicar of Christ. And when we breed dissension, there's a problem. And then, of course, we go on, and then this on Friday, on a very Catholic newspaper, the most conservative newspaper in America, who says they stand by and are conservative, let one of the Monsignors do an article against the Holy Father. And that was the end of it for me. And when I listened, when I heard, when I read preparing these readings, when I read Galatians today, the second reading, chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, this is what it says. It says, the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely that you love your neighbor as yourself. But this is what I want to focus on. But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you're not consumed by one another. He's saying you got to stop it. You got to stop complaining. You got to stop going against each other. You know, again, everyone here, I don't know if you remember, but even the pagans amongst us, that there wouldn't be no pagans, I think everyone here was taught the same thing as a child. And we've learned it and been heard it throughout our life. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Please. Huh? Especially about the Holy Father. What do we do about Pope Francis? He drives people crazy as Jesus drove people crazy. He says something. Now again, what the people go most crazy of Monsignor means you're part of the papal household. And yet for him to go on and go on and on and on about his feelings were hurt and different things drives me crazy. If he had an ounce of humility, he would have said, you're totally right, Holy Father. You're totally right. But no, so they take everything he says and they blow it out of proportion. Now, I don't know about you, but if they were to record everything I ever said, I would not be a priest of Jesus Christ today. Is that correct? You know it's true. I say stupid things. Now, I'm sure none of you say anything stupid ever in your life. But any of us, if they were to take us and then just come against us and pick even with his beautiful, the joy of love, great, 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 great encyclical or non-encyclical letter. But people went crazy over two footnotes. Let's not even deal with anything good. Let's just focus on the bad. Now, what we do is, when we do that, it's from Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And you know who constantly accuses us? The devil. It says he is the one who accused them night and day before God. When we constantly accuse not just the Holy Father, but one another, we're descending, we're part of the evil one. We're doing what the devil does. We are standing before God and we're accusing the true shepherd, the good shepherd, the shepherd that God himself gave us, and we're accusing him, accusing him, accusing him, just like the devil does. And we got to stop. It's just that simple. How can we sit there and divide amongst ourselves when the world are killing babies every day? When the world's coming against us with religious freedom? When the world wants to take everything away from us? And instead of us sitting there as one body coming against the world, we fight amongst ourselves for people who don't agree with us. And so Paul already in the early church says, you got to stop this biting. And it's not just with the Holy Father. We do it here as a church. If someone says something that you don't agree with, then we all sit there and we automatically make them evil. We automatically say they're not of God. And so I do it. You do it. That's all part of the reality. But we can't do it when it comes against the shepherd. Because the strike to shepherd is from the evil one. Is the Holy Father perfect? No. Nowhere does it say he's perfect. But he needs to be respected and obeyed. And that's what I said to the priest. I said, Father, believe what you want. If you disagree with the Holy Father, you write him a letter. But don't you start putting dissension amongst the flock. That's not our job. Our job is to bring unity in the flock and say, we got to keep doing it. None of us are perfect, but we keep moving on. And so this is what we need to do. What to do about the Holy Father? First, if we've been talking about him, going against him, publicly causing discourse, we need to repent. Repent. You know what that repent means? You go to confession. You say, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it anymore. First thing. Second thing we need to do is we need to pray for him. We should be praying for him every day. I think about it. If I had someone that recorded everything I ever said, I wouldn't have to. I couldn't say anything. Just couldn't. Because, again, I do say stupid things. So they redact it later and someone says, well, he said it. Yes, he did. Second thing, we got to pray. The third thing we got to do is we're really concerned about him, and if he drives us crazy, then you start fasting for the shepherd. You fast for him. Instead of going against him and being part of the evil one, you sit there and say, okay, I don't like what he's saying right now, but I'm going to fast for him because he's my Holy Father. And see, that also got to be the way we deal with one another. If we sit there and we bite each other apart, the first thing we got to do is repent, say we're sorry, and keep our mouth shut. The second thing we got to do with people we don't agree with is we got to pray for them, truly pray for them. Third thing we got to do if they really drive us crazy is we fast for them. Huh? That we as a community, as a church, need to come together and stand together with the Holy Father. None of you here agree with everything I say, do you? No, but do you still support me? I would hope so. And I'm just a miserable pastor who tries my best. And if you still support me, even when I say stupid things, because you love me, I'm your shepherd. That's all I got. That's all, when you figure the other shepherds, we don't have the best one, but okay, we got who we got. The same with our Holy Father. We got to come together in unity. We got to support one another. We got to love one another. We got to stop biting and tearing each other down, especially the Pope. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Made sure know his love today and forever. Amen.